USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Numerous media reports are indicating roughly 24 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. The shooting took place in Lewiston, which is about 150 miles north of Boston. Roughly 60 people were injured in the shooting. It happened after firearms expert Robert Card, armed with a rifle, opened fire at multiple locations. Residents in the area were told to shelter in place into the night. The manhunt for Card continues. U.S. officials are reporting Israel has agreed to delay its Gaza ground offensive to allow a U.S. missile defense system to become operational in the area. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. wants a positioned missile defense system to shield American troops against Iran-backed attacks. 24 American military personnel were injured last week in a series of drone attacks at U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. There's a new Speaker of the House.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now, and I will not let you down.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson received unanimous GOP votes to win the speakership yesterday. Johnson was first elected to Congress in 2016 and is on the House Judiciary Committee. The so-called doomsday cult mom, Lori Vallow Daybell, is being extradited to face more charges in Arizona. Earlier this year in Idaho, Daybell was found guilty of murdering her 17-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son and other charges. She was sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole. Yesterday, she was sent to Arizona to face charges of conspiring to kill her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband. Negotiations between striking Hollywood actors and the big studios were moved to today. Both sides were supposed to meet yesterday in Los Angeles, but the union told management it needed more time to respond to the latest offer. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump takes a $10,000 hit from the judge in his New York civil case.
This penalty was imposed on Wednesday as the judge determined that he had violated the order for the second time. Just last week, Trump was fined $5,000 for failing to remove a social media post directed at the judge's law clerk. I'm Dave Collins.
Capitol Police are reporting with photographic evidence they have referred Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman to prosecutors over his alleged intentional pulling of a Capitol Hill fire alarm last month while official government business was taking place. President Biden has sent a warning to Iran.
Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden warned Iran not to launch assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11 to go after ISIS and prevent this reemergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran or its affiliated groups against American soldiers. The remarks follow a recent incident where 24 U.S. military personnel were injured in a series of drone attacks on American bases in Iraq and Syria. I'm John Schaefer.
The Rangers and Diamondbacks are set to play World Series baseball. Texas will host Arizona for Game 1 Friday night. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.